This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Washington this week, there has been talk of the farm bill and student loans and immigration reform, talk being the operative word there. There is a huge backlog of unfinished business in Congress. Lawmakers, and one uses that term loosely, will be gone on recess most of next month. And the lack of legislative action does come with some economic consequences, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Now, it isn't like Congress hasn't passed any legislation. It did approve the all-important Commemorative Coin Act, but it keeps passing the buck on the big stuff, like immigration reform. An immigration bill did get through the Senate, but the House is hesitating, and some say that's hurting the economy.
The costs are very high.
That's Georgetown public policy professor Harry Holzer. He says documented immigrants would be a moneymaker.
They would pay the full range of taxes on their income, and that would be a big net plus, and the numbers were quite striking on that.
The numbers Holzer is talking about come from the Congressional Budget Office, which estimates the Senate immigration bill would increase GDP by more than 3% over 10 years. Other unfinished legislation would have a direct effect on consumers. Take the farm bill.
Economically, the pain here would be enormous.
That's Brad Lubin, who teaches agricultural policy at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says if Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill by this fall, we'll revert to 1940s-era farm policy that would double the price of a gallon of milk.
Instead of $3 a gallon, they're $6 to $8 a gallon in the grocery store.
Students could also get creamed by congressional inaction. Federal student loan rates automatically doubled this month after Congress missed a deadline. Pauline Abernathy is vice president of the Institute for College Access and Success. She says if Congress doesn't act, students will take a hit.
It will cost students who enter college this year about $1,000 more over the life of their loan.
So all the political theater in Washington may be entertaining, but it isn't cheap for any of us. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.